Follow us on socials at Casual Media. Rewind.
Casual Media? Is that our is that our empire?
That's going to be our empire.
I love it.
Shifty work into the box. And across, it's in! Oh, it's LaRue! It's a dream return!
Welcome to Casual FC, an Angel City preview pod. I'm your host, Angel Morales, with my co-host, Mario Salazar. It's the first official pre-cap, recap, oh my god, what just happened, yes, of the season.
Yes, we have been chomping at the bit for all of these. Like, we're excited for the entire season, but I think we're also looking forward to maybe structuring ourselves a little bit more, giving ourselves some...
Yeah, we have ideas, guys.
Ideas. We've got quote-unquote segments. I'm doing air quotes right now. Maybe they stick around, maybe they don't. I don't know, but we're trying something new. It's the beginning of the season.
Yeah, let us know if you love it, if you hate it. Don't tell us if you hate it, please. We had our first troll also.
Oh, yes, we did. We got our first troll.
But our first troll. We made it officially. Yes.
Posted up that the NWSL Plus app was ready to go, and then some a munch decided to just drop it and be like, nobody cares. And I'm like, nobody cares about your comment because
it just got deleted.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario didn't let me fight on the internet.
Yeah.
Because no. I was about to be like, apparently you cared enough to comment. Guess what, buddy?
Yeah. It's shouting in the void. Like, we don't want to.
People who hate on women's sports hate it for so many internal reasons.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Beyond that, we are excited.
Yeah, this is NWSL After Dark recording. I didn't even go to work. I took today off work because it's the day after the home opener, and I knew I was going to be really tired. I got 3 hours of sleep. We're in rare form tonight. But. Oh, yeah. One of the new things we're going to be doing is giving you the upcoming match information at the beginning and at the end. With that said, on Friday, March 22nd, we are going to be taking on the Orlando Pride in Orlando at Inter & Co. Stadium at 5 p.m. The game's going to be broadcast.
5 p.m. Pacific. Yeah.
Pacific. We don't do Eastern Standard Time here. Sorry, guys. The broadcast will be on Amazon Prime Video, so get your logins, get it ready.
I actually tried Amazon Prime for the Challenge Cup, and that was really good. Its quality was really good. Nice. I was also watching it on silent because I was at my kid's school's movie night. Like, they watched too, the one with the boy bands. And then I had the NWSL game. This is also pre the movie starting. Okay, I wasn't watching the game while the kids were watching the movie, but
I wouldn't fault you if you were. And that's not to say Trolls isn't a good movie. It's just to say that most parents there had probably seen it about 45 times.
Yeah, but I'm excited to watch it on a big screen. Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a watch party at Rock and Brews in El Segundo. They announced it in the stadium, but it's not on Angel City official social media yet. So once it is, we'll repost it. If that is a thing that ends up happening, I will most likely be there. Come say hi. I'll have stuff. I've got playing cards. I've got stickers. I've got friendship. I don't know what you got.
High fives, everything. We'll also be posting any of the SG's parties. We just posted at Mosaics. We'll repost them all again just before the game. Get a friendly reminder. And yeah, just go check it out. And if you ended up listening to any one of our supporters group episodes, or all of them, if you're an Iron and you went to the tailgates and met some of them, please let us know. We'd love to know that if something helped you get yourself out there or talk to one of these groups. It'd be amazing.
Yeah,
but yes,
absolutely.
Angela, why don't you tell me how the day went? Because I did miss this entire match. I didn't get to go to. I wasn't available for the tailgating or the match. I didn't even watch the match at all. All my updates were through Angela.
Just mostly me screaming via text message.
Yes. So tell me, how did the day go?
So Sunday was insane. That's the only real way I can say this. I will most likely break up, get choked up, get teary-eyed at some point. Actually, it's right now. Okay. Over the collective weekend, I need to preface this that this was like my dream weekend. Eva and I spent probably close to 20 collective hours watching sports. We watched all four NWSL games. Like, we were switching back and forth. At 6:30 on Saturday night, we watched Long Beach State take on UC Davis for the Big West Championship because I went to Long Beach State. I have, like I said, I helped run and rebuild the student section at Long Beach during Coach Munson's first couple seasons. He is now in his last season with the team. It was announced on Monday. It's a whole thing. They're going dancing. I ran around Eva's apartment at 8:30. I was crying. I was jumping up and down. I was screaming. Oh man, it's so much. And then after that, we started watching baseball because the Dodgers are playing in Korea. And then we kept talking about sports. And then on Sunday morning, we got up, went to breakfast, had a nice time. We're like, oh yeah, this is going to be so great. Go to this new coffee place that one of our really good friends told us about because it's down the street from their place. And we'd gone a couple times, super good coffee. To respect people's privacy, I'm not going to tell our listeners what coffee place it is. I will just say it's in the Valley. There's plenty. Go to all of them. But
support your local coffee shop.
Yeah, local coffee shop. Tip your baristas, all that. We go in, get coffee. The barista, they're so nice. He's joking around that we were there the day before because we literally went Saturday, Sunday, and then this morning. But he was like, oh, you guys are back again. We're like, oh, yeah, we're going to Angel City game, blah, blah, blah. We're telling him how great it is. We get our coffee. I'm wearing an ACFC hoodie and my hat. Eva has a hat on. Like, we're just like, we got to throw clothes on, get ready, go run some errands, come back to her place because we were carpooling to the game with some friends. And we're walking out and this gentleman stops us and he was like, oh, are you Angel City fans? And I was like, oh yeah, totally. Mind you, I just grabbed my wallet, my phone and ran out the door. Actually, I didn't even have my phone. I just had my wallet. I left my phone on the bed. That's what happened. So we're talking to this guy and he's, oh yeah, I love stopping people when they have Angel City stuff on. I love the support for the team. Like, my girls play for the team. The record scratch that happened in my head when girls, he processed.
Plural?
Yeah, girls, plural. And I was like, oh, and he goes, yeah, I'm Alyssa and Giselle's dad. This is like my favorite place to come. And I was like, excuse me? So yeah, we had a wonderful conversation with Mr. Mario Thompson. We joked with him that you're my Mario. Now I have two Marios. Like, he was so nice, so grateful for all the support for the girls, for the team. So we told him about the podcast. He like immediately looked it up. He was like, we need to run into each other again because you need to get the girls on your show. And I was like, absolutely. But what about you?
Yeah.
And he was like, what? And I said, they didn't do that by themselves.
Yeah.
Granted, I've got 20 years on these girls, but oh, I hate saying that. But I've got a whole adult in age on these girls. I go, but I know what it was like. My mom is the reason I was able to play sports, taking me places, all that. And he was like, oh my gosh, you get it. And so we had that conversation and so nice, so kind. I hope we run into him soon. Honestly, I want to get him some merch. I want to have a better soccer conversation with him. Why they were okay with Angel City. Like, he said most wonderful things about the team and it was just so cool. He was like, I'll let you two go so you can get to FanFest. I hope to run into you at the game. Yeah, so that's how my day started. That was all before 10 o'clock.
Okay, so at this point, I woke up early because my run club, we had runners doing the LA Marathon. And we, for the last, I believe it's 5 years, we've been set up in the same area in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. It's between mile 11 and 12. It's almost midpoint, and it's just a really great spot. And so we were cheering on all our black and gold runners from our run club. And after, when I was leaving, I started texting Angela and I was like, how's it going? In my head, I thought she was already there. And she's like, I just met Mr. Thompson. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I forgot what I asked you, but it was like something regarding the tailgate. You're like, no.
I was like, I'm in the car.
We haven't gone. Like, we're carpooling now. And I was just like, oh. What? Okay, yeah, my morning started really early, so.
Yeah, Mario's morning started before the sun came up. Mine did not. But no, it was just an absolutely amazing weekend, despite the outcome of the game. I just, as a quick aside and a quick thank you to everyone who came up to me and Eva and congratulated us on our engagement. We both kept saying that the whole day genuinely felt like an engagement party. Folks from different supporter groups were coming up, people that we know within our section, the team. It was so much fun and it was so cool.
That's awesome.
One of the best parts is I had just sat down to do something on like our little blanket tailgate area we had with some friends, and Eva was walking from getting some food and walking back over, and she just goes, babe, turn around. And I turn around and there's somebody walking towards us wearing our Becky Tweed tour shirt, and I'm like, what? Immediately tears. But I will say, and I'm sorry because I don't remember your name, because Sunday was a very long day. And like I said, very little sleep happened here. But I was told that when I cry, she cries. So I am validated in my emotions. So thank you so much.
Yes, you have support in the emotions, in the crying. I about choked on nothing. Like, tripped over myself, basically. I get a text message from Angela. I just saw someone wearing our Becky Tweed shirt. And I was like,
no, it was fantastic. We got to meet families who have listened to the podcast, who you met. Like, it was just...
Yeah, you met Alicia.
It was surreal. Yeah, I met their whole family. It was surreal. I have very big feelings about this weekend. And then to close it out, after the game, we go back. My friend Britt, who I said was coming to the game, that we had given her a ticket for her birthday. We had a blast. We were joking that we were taking Britt for a field trip. We were doggy daycare, but for Britt. We're like, we'll make sure she eats, runs around. We had a blast. We took a new friend with us, but she's actually related to one of the operations folks with the teams, which we didn't know until like last week. But the four of us had the most wonderful conversation in the car about the team and sports and all this stuff. We all get back to our respective homes, and Eve and I are just sitting on the couch, so zoned out, so tired, like a little bit of heat exhaustion. Just, I was in the sun. What is this? And I get an alert on my phone that Julie Ehrman has followed the podcast account on Instagram. I am at this point exhausted, like so tired, immediate tears, and I can't even talk. I just show Eva, screenshot it, text it to Mario. So Julie, if you're listening, thank you for supporting this. If you're not listening, cool, thank you, I don't care. We officially hit 250 followers on Instagram today. I'm just verklempt. Like, I am, thank you. I could spend 100 years talking about this and just thanking everybody. I would go one by one. Thank you.
The fact that there are more than, we've said this before, the fact that there's more than our immediate family of like 10 people following this and listening means the world and has been amazing. And we're truly doing this for the fun of it, for the excitement, for the thrill, for the just the getting to share
of it all.
The community getting to share everything. Anything that we get from that point on has just been icing, right?
We've got a lot of icing on this
so
cake,
far
just
it's been
from
a sweet
Sunday
cake,
alone.
So. I'm so bummed that I missed it. I had a really nice day with family, and I had a really nice day just in general. No bad feelings, no whatever. Like, it just, schedule didn't work. We got bumped. What can you do? So I am even more geared up and excited for the 21st, which will be our next home match.
Sorry, you have to wait a month.
Which, we got to wait a month. Yeah. Okay. So, new thing that we wanted to try out is the Chaos Award of the Week. Now, the Chaos Award is going to be given to a team or player or fan base or just weather that creates
or the league
shenanigans or the league itself. Yes. And we've talked about a bunch of other stuff when we were setting this up. We didn't fully get to the Chaos Award, but I want to say the Kansas City blowout over
the
Portland.
The blowout that wasn't a blowout? It was, that yes, game was the blowout insane.
The game got ridiculous towards the end. And I did watch that one. But I think the insanity of how Casey showed up and balled out. And yes, Portland came back. I have the score right here. Hold
five
on.
5-4.
5-4. Yeah. So it wasn't like a complete blowout. But the fact that they were like, they were up 5-1 or 5-2 at one point. Like,
Portland had some flashbacks. Just going to put it out there. Portland had some flashbacks. And Janine Becky coming off her ACL rehab was like, not today.
Getting scored
brace
on
for
five
Sophia,
times.
Brace for Janine Becky.
Yeah, but it took them a long time to get in form, yet everybody was wondering what was going to happen with Vlatko and Freya. And it was their stadium opener, like they've never played in that stadium before. And so...
You wouldn't know it, though.
You wouldn't know it that... House was rocking. You can hear the chants every time they scored. Like, as soon as they scored, like, the third one, we want four. As soon as the fourth one went in, we want five.
Yeah, the Casey folks were bonkers. And the funny thing is that I thought, okay, this game's going to be cool. 9 goals in one game, 4 cards in that game. I think overall, I was going to give this to the league as a whole because it was insanity all weekend. Over 20 goals. Just about 20 cards were given. What? This is soccer. This, the biggest complaint in America is that, oh, it's too low scoring of a game. Okay, guess what? Points are made up. Like a 2-1 soccer game is 14-7 in a football game. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Ta-da! Hate to break it to you. But this weekend was ridiculous. 5-4. North Carolina won 5-1 and honored Sam Mewis, who wore number 5. There's so many things that happened this weekend. That's a whole episode on itself. We're just going to briefly kind of
actually
go over stuff.
Our next new little segment is a quick roundabout of the NWSL. And the way I was thinking of doing this is basically let's go over the top 8, which are the playoffs spots now. 1-8 are now make the playoffs. Currently at the moment. So at the moment, we've got from top to bottom, Courage, Red Stars, The Current, Bay, damn it, Rain, Pride, Racing, and Gotham. Those are your top 8 right now. Week 1, it's funny when you hear those or watch those like sports segments or recaps or read where it's like, if the playoffs started today, this is what...
I know, it's day 1. Calm down.
And like when they do those, it's still, there's still like 5 weeks to like the end, the way the NWSL is, like anything can happen in those 5 weeks.
Okay, absolutely.
So week 1, those are the top 8.
And just a reminder that Gotham, the Challenge Cup doesn't count towards regular season.
Yes, does not count.
They just have 0 points, 0 wins, 0 losses, 0-0-0 across the board. So there's really, it's... It is what it is.
Okay. And then just to go quickly, the league is still at a point where we can go over these super quick. Match recaps. Like we said, Current over Portland, 5-4. Then we've got a draw with Racing Louisville and Orlando Pride. The Courage was actually 4-1 against the Dash. You said 5-1. It was 4-1.
I thought it was 5.
And the Red Stars won over the Utah Royals. And the Seattle Reign ended up winning over the Washington Spirit 1-0. And that brings us to...
Bum, bum, bum. It was 5-1.
Oh, haha, CBS, you were wrong. I copy-pasted from CBS.
I was like, no, it was 5-1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, because St. George's had a brace. And Danny Weatherholt scored in extra time. They did it for Sam Mewis.
Maybe I won't copy paste from CBS anymore.
Anyway,
that brings us to
back to our kind of regularly scheduled program. And on the last episode of Angel City FC, we took on Bay FC at BMO Stadium Sunday. yesterday right now, in one Wednesday, it'll be 3 days from now, whatever. On St. Patrick's Day, we did not win.
No.
We dropped this one 1-0. It was a bummer, except for the fact that we got to see one of the most prolific scorers in women's soccer across the world score. And I hate it. And I'm still very conflicted about this whole entire situation. Asisa Oshoala scored in the 17th minute. I hate it. If she had scored against any other team, I would be like a rocket into the sky. Oh, the like so
the,
pumped.
The rest of the season will be pumped when it's probably going to hit the highlight reel.
Exactly, because she's prolific and, oh, she's so crazy good to watch. It helps she has bright pink hair right now, so it's very captivating and quick to see. But I will say, Sarah Gordon specifically, but also like our entire defense, frustrated the crap out of Asisat. It was amazing to watch. The goal was only scored because we got beat once. Easily, without our back line, our defense, this was like a 4-0 score line. There was no way they weren't scoring multiple goals if it weren't for MA, Sarah, Paige, and Cap. They were ridiculous. Ridiculous. Like, I have talked about it many times about how much I love Sarah Gordon, how fast she is, how great she is. She's different this season.
Yeah.
Different. She was player of the match, and they were talking to her afterwards, and you could tell she was just like, I don't want to have this conversation. Like, she was not happy about the fact that she's the one play she gets beat on is the one they score on.
Yeah, she's super competitive. There's been times where, like, the team wanted to give her something or some recognition, but it was, like, loss, and she's like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, if anybody wants to know what I was like when similar situations happened, it was like that. It was like, no, thank you. No. I will be very kind, but please no. But no, there was a lot of conversations about subs and when they were subbed in. And that's honestly my biggest confusion of just like, why did we wait so long for subs? Becky did say in the presser after the game that every time she was about to sub somebody in, we would start like heading to the goal, starting to put pressure. So it was like, okay, I'm going to wait a second. And then all of a sudden it was like 88th minute.
Yeah.
But so I understand that thought process, but dang, man, I wanted to see Messiah play longer.
Yeah. So I was following along on like a Slack channel with what the game was going on. And but aside from your texts here and there, I think yeah, they were frustrated infrequent. To a point, so like they became less and less frequent. And I remember I had to text you to be well. Like, because I looked up the score and I was like, is there extra time? That Asisat was frustrating everyone. She was playing incredibly,
very frustrated,
but very frustrated. So she was actually being like a little overly rough, where she should have been carded a couple times. So like
the equivalent of a horse collar in football gets you like a 15-yard penalty or something aggressive. She like pulled Sarah's shoulder back and basically horse collared her. Why was that not a card? Just baseline on any level in any game, that should be a card. It's a penalty in football, it's a personal foul or a technical or a flagrant in basketball. It should absolutely be a yellow card at minimum.
I'm about
to like text Nina from Angel City Chicks and be like, give me the details. Why didn't they call this?
Aside Why from, didn't this happen? Our call in rules person.
Yeah, Nina.
I can't comment on it because, like I said, I did not watch it. I am waiting to watch the replay. I have to wait 72 hours to be able to watch it on NWSL Plus. I will give you my notes after that.
Perfect.
And also, it's game one. We're not, the ship isn't burning. Nothing's happening. It's game one. Put it behind you. You're going to have bad games, whatever. There Do you want to say, sorry, Coach? Coach Tweed. Yeah. It was her birthday yesterday. Sorry for the loss.
I will say though, she said something very interesting in the post-game presser of the fact that they were anticipating Bay FC to play a certain way and like immediately come to attack them or and be there to score, but they didn't do that. So it threw everything off and it was like, oh crap, we have to like reassess everything in the first 10 minutes of the game, which we did a pretty decent job responding. We were knocking on the door for quite a while. And quite a few times, I would like to ban crossbars, ban posts, ban really good goalies that we play against. Their goalie, Wild, she's part of the Canadian Federation national team program. She's fantastic. She's actually the backup because their starting goalie went out with a season-ending injury 4 seconds before the season started. So she had to step up and was stupid good. And I blame the fact that she has a face tattoo that says 0 degrees Celsius. So she's ice cold. I hate it. I hate it so much because it's so cool. I will never be that cool. First of all.
You'll never be face tattoo cool?
No. Not at all.
Didn't Eva have, was it a neck tattoo?
Temporary. No, it was on her eyebrow.
It was on her eyebrow. She had an eyebrow tattoo last year for your
birthday. Yeah, she had dug across her eyebrow.
Okay. This also brings us to our next segment, which is fan thoughts and feelings. So what I ended up doing yesterday while I didn't get to watch the game and was on looking at our Instagram and taking reposting whoever tagged us and whatnot. But I did post on there, if you have some thoughts, if you have some feelings, let us know. One of our early merch shirts was like casual sees my therapy, basically.
Yeah.
Because it is for us. It's our therapy. It's our way of getting some thoughts out. And Allison, straight up, exactly what you just said. ACFC balled out, but Bay's keeper balled out harder, unfortunately. And she put a sad face emoji.
Or if this is consistent for her, because if it's consistent for her, whew.
Yeah.
Dang. I have a feeling it is. And I don't want it to be.
Max messaged us with, yes, the team, the better team did not win today.
I agree with that.
Alicia.
Not even biased, but yeah.
Alicia, happy we met Angela and so happy to be back in the season. So at least we've got the positive outlook there. Jeff wrote in, set pieces and corners ratio was terrible. So I heard that there was a ton of corners.
A dozen.
Right?
We're in true ACFC form with a dozen corners.
Are they still Cedar Sinai corners?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, good.
For sure. The day Cedar Sinai does not sponsor our corners will be depressing. And I don't think anybody's going to care. It's like how Staples Center is now crypto. No, it's Staples Center.
No,
it's their corners sponsored by Cedars. Yeah.
And then he continues with finishing in the final third also, a final third also not good and late subbing as well. The late subbing was a big deal with a lot of people. Zach said, yes, I have thoughts. And why did we start subbing so late? And with all of that, Kale Johnson comes in with the Freya PTSD.
Ooh.
it's true, but
yeah,
it also, was a little... also it's, yeah. Like I
also understand why it happened now that Becky clarified. Rarely does a coach take responsibility.
Yes.
For stuff like that.
Yes. But I will say everyone's feelings are valid because we're all frustrated as soon as something like this happens at the end of these games. I know there's plenty of games where I left and I was like, oh, and then moment of clarity afterwards. Totally 100% what everybody said. And thank you for submitting them. And yes. I agree. So with that, let's check out the standings. I know it's only match day one, so really, why do we want to check it? I don't think we want to check it, but it's a segment we've already established before, so I'm going to do it either way. So after match day one, ACFC has dropped to 11th place. We are tied with Washington. At least we're above Washington on that tie. We're on the higher end of the tie, but yeah, we're tied with Washington for 11th place. Good news, there are 14 teams now, so that means we're not second to last like last year, right? Woo. We're not 11 out of 12.
The goal differential is one.
It's only one. Yeah, goal differential is only one. There's worse goal differentials. They're, you know, the 5-1 from North Carolina to Houston. We got that.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm not worried. Like I said, first game, you have bad matches. not a big deal. It's a long season, 24 match season. We've got 23 more matches to go.
Yeah. So. And a lot of kind of settling in. I think there's a lot of first game jitters and just like adjustment for the team of new coaching system. And now it's real. It's not just training and a lot of just getting the feel for each other on the pitch. Like it's so different. Yes, you're working your ass off in training. You're working your ass off practicing, but it's so different when it's real.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you go at practice, it's different when you're on the pitch with an opponent.
There's only so much you can do simulation wise. And then that actually hits the fan. Then you got to put up or shut up. Right. And in the, I am definitely going to make fetch happen segment. I will be keeping track of this, if not for myself, hopefully for other people too, but I'm going to call it the inaugural San Andreas Cup standings. The San Andreas Cup is the cup between Bay, LA, and San Diego.
I love this also, so I will also try to help you make fetch happen.
Okay.
Sorry.
So currently, if I started building a little chart thingy, currently we're in third place. And this is only because this standing, basically whoever has the better standing between the three teams and their matchups by the end of the season gets the cup. Right now, SD hasn't played anybody, so they have 0 points in this standing. Bay has 3 points, and we've got none. So, and then we've got the minus one differential, so that means we're in third place. Three out of three. Either way, I will be keeping track of this every time there is a California matchup. The San Andreas Cup, it's the inaugural season. If I can, I will find a way of making a cup. And I will gladly mail it to whoever wins.
It should be like just a coffee cup. a travel mug. Yeah.
That I just hit with a hammer and put a big crack in it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and so now let's move on. What happened? As Ted Lasso said, be a goldfish. Let's just move on.
Ted Lasso was at the game also. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, Jason Sudeikis was there.
He's a fan. He's a fan. Him and Coach Beard are fans, and they've been at the games plenty of times.
Jason Sudeikis is doing big things for women's sports right now, and I really appreciate it. He's good friends with Pino and Sue Bird, so
yeah,
I get it. But I also just really appreciate a high profile dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't at the KC match.
Same.
Being
because he's from Kansas City.
Yeah,
like,
he's from Kansas City. But then again,
they probably didn't have enough seats. I said what I said.
The cloud that just went over right now on that shade. So yes, preview of our next matchup. Angel City will be at Orlando playing at Inter & Co Stadium.
I'm in rare form tonight.
hit me with your talking points. What are we looking at here against
There's Orlando? A lot to talk about with this. As it stands right now, Orlando will be without Kylie Strom unless they appeal, because she had two yellow cards on Saturday, which is one red card. So
if you know your soccer math, two yellows equals a red. Equals a game suspension.
Which equals a game suspension. Yep. Which is a huge defensive hole for them that they'll have to try and figure out how to fill. They've also lost Monofusco to a season-ending injury. Oof. Simone Charlie with an SEI, which just, I freaking hate it. I looked at her Instagram post, and to have the same injury on your other leg is devastating mentally. And I hope her family's there. I hope she's got good support with the team, because that's just cruel and unfair. I don't care what team you're on. Granted, I have a soft spot for Simone Charlie, obviously, but it's just rude.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Overall, Orlando looked decent versus Louisville. I think it's going to be a good game. Our last real piece we need to work on, I think, is our attacking third and just finishing at the goal. Our defense, I'm not worried about our defense. I haven't been worried about our defense is solid. Like the first season. Our midfield showed out. I have a lot to say about our midfield. Keep listening. But I really think it's just fine-tuning and really just twisting dials and recalibrating versus a big overhaul for our offense. We're 80% there. It's just getting everything to click and connect and get the jitters out. And I think Sunday was just, oh my God, rip the Band-Aid off. And now we are full tweet ahead.
Yes. And I will, hopefully, the way Becky talked about how, what the reason she took so long to sub, like, she was waiting for the moment. Like, and she has a good point in saying that she didn't want to disrupt any momentum that was building by swapping people out. So she was trying to find the good moment, and then the moment passed. So hopefully that puts it in her mind where if things aren't quite going as planned and are not looking in any way like they're changing, then disrupt the momentum. Like, maybe you need to, maybe if the momentum is building, sometimes you just have to stop it and be like, look, something else is going to change. Because I saw someone post that as soon as Messiah Bright came in as a sub, it was like,
different.
It's like night and day. Like, she did more in 10 minutes than what was happening in a lot in that game. And so, thinking about what if she came in 10 minutes earlier or 15 minutes.
I was thinking subs were going to come in between 50 and 70 minutes. That's usually, you want
usually around the
post halftime. Yeah. You want to get through halftime, give everybody one last go, and then be like, okay, fresh legs. And then it didn't happen. I was just like, hello, hello, Becky, what's going on? Can somebody text me? Give me an update. But I think overall, generally, we're fine. Messiah Bright, though, I called it. She's terrifying. I don't, I want no smoke from Messiah. I'm so glad I don't play soccer.
Absolutely not. I'm excited to watch this replay now.
Yeah, it very much, it never felt like we ran out of gas, energy, in the physical sense of it. It felt like we ran out of steam mentally. And we got in our own heads a little bit. So when she came in, when Merritt came in, when Giselle came in, we hit reset a little bit. And it was really nice. And if that had happened 10, 15 minutes earlier, I think we would have had a draw or won, honestly. And I think that's just a learning experience coaching-wise and like player influence-wise more than anything else. I have a lot to say about Sunday. Mario texted me the second the last whistle went off and just said, therapy's in session tomorrow night. It's okay.
And that's what gave me the idea of posting, hey, if you want to say something.
Yeah, I like it though.
We're but here.
A new thing that I realized I loved that we all know effectively that I do love is offensively minded defense.
Yes.
So like when Giselle came in, the way MA just streaks up the sides, like Mandy playing more defensively in the midfield, but like immediately just being there to head a goal in.
Being
just
able to switch it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I loved it. The second Giselle came in, which we made NWSL history also for sisters subbing in for each other for the first time. Woohoo. Yay, Thompson family. Apparently also on the broadcast, because it was on NWSL Plus, the commentator called Zell. My mom told me this. My mom was texting me updates from the commentary. What does this mean? And I was like, what? Just, I'm talking about this later. So I can't wait. I will probably rewatch the game. Just a reminder, NWSL Plus, it's moving through some kinks right now, but it's actually pretty solid. Same with ION. There were some technical difficulties over the weekend. Occasionally audio would drop out. Occasionally the stuff on the screen would drop out. I don't know what was happening, but it's live broadcast. Weird stuff happens, but hopefully they work the kinks out this week and have a steadier stream. Nothing buffered in the middle of a game. Nothing got too pixelated. I was impressed.
I will say the Amazon stream was pretty strong for their match. I did hear that. So because of the change in schedule, ION was supposed to carry this game, but they weren't anymore because they do Saturday games. And NWSL Plus was going to be the only option till very last minute. Bally Sports, which is our local channel here also in LA, was also going to carry it. And they're a very Angel City-centric broadcast team, yet there was a lot of issues with their broadcast. Again, that thread that I was part of, people were like, oh, the broadcast looks like crap. Oh, and they're like,
yeah, I think a lot of it happened because
and head over to the NWSL Plus app thing. It's streaming fine on there.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was because of the schedule change. Everybody had to scramble so to
last minute. Yeah, yeah. Last minute in live broadcast terms.
Yeah, exactly. But overall, like I said, I think we're fine. I think we're going to come out against Orlando and probably hurt some feelings, frankly, but What happens?
A little revenge, a little part of the revenge tour. We're good.
Yeah. I'm stealing this term from one of the broadcasters who called the Orlando-Louisville game over the weekend. They called it Orlando de Janeiro because it's basically just a Brazilian national. It's Gotham, but Brazil. So I loved it. I thought that was the best term for the way Marta has recruited Brazilian women to play in Orlando. I absolutely love it. Oh, yeah.
It's the Brazil pipeline straight to Orlando.
Sick.
Yeah.
But that means that there's, including Marta, 5 Brazilian national team players. So no matter what, Orlando, you have to give them respect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's
mean. You have to. Just when we make the joke, if you're so famous that you only go by your first name, or if you're in international sports, you only go by one name, you have the stuff. You got the sauce. You're going to show up. You're going to play great. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So basically,
and then
luck with that.
Their team store uses less letters because you only have to put one name on there.
Exactly. Yes, yeah, so it's cheaper per letter. Cheaper.
Yeah, there you go.
But aside from those women, because holy crap, are they great. Marta alone, I will cry about Marta probably towards the end of the season again. But if you aren't crying about Marta, are you even a human? Barbara friggin' Bonda. So if you guys remember during the World Cup, and even last week talking about Asisat, love African soccer teams. African soccer federations are different. The women coming out of different countries of Africa, Nigeria, Zambia, Ghana, Morocco, like the women coming out of the African soccer federation are bonkers good. A million miles per hour. That's how fast all of them run. They all scored gazillion goals. They all have cool haircuts. It's not fair. They're so good. Barbara Bonda plays for the Zambian national team. She scored in the World Cup. Mm-hmm. She's like the youngest to score something. She's broken a bunch of records. She's 23. And for our listeners, Mario just went and rolled his eyes. Oh, no. Because exactly, she's 23.
Look, I'm over here semi-sore from jumping and chanting for 2 hours for runners at the marathon. And all like for a couple of hours after that, like I had no voice because my voice was gone. So I'm like, dude, and that didn't just happen after the 2 hours. It happened after the first 15 minutes. I was like, oh, these, like my leg.
Mario's trying to text me with Siri and it wasn't registering his voice. So I got some fun text. Barbara Bonda would wreck me. I'd be like, girl, go. Just run, score. I don't care. Bye. That matchup. So Barbara Bonda, depending on where she is placed, what her attacking position is, I'm so curious of the Sarah Gordon, M.A. Vignola of it all, and how they match up with her to that coverage, because she's crafty, crafty. So good. So fun to watch. And that's part of the hard part, is that these players are so fun to watch. And the league expanded how many international roster spots each team get. Like, you still have the same cap, like still 26 players. But instead of 5, you can have 7 international players now. That's why so many signings happened a week ago.
Yeah, Orlando has who they have. So it'll be an interesting matchup. Like, again, whenever I look at these things too, I always wonder, and same thing for us, like everything looks and sounds great on paper, right? And it all depends on how, like we said, it depends on the day, match day, what's going to happen on the field. It'll be interesting to see how we adjust the game, adjust the strategy, adjust how quickly we can pivot. And hopefully the Brazilian 2.0 isn't a factor. And then you've highlighted some ACFC players too in your list here.
Of course. We don't go an episode without hyping up our own team. So,
yeah,
so there's a lot of capital letters in this ACFC section too. I was typing it earlier and just the whole time. I'm going to start with MA because I just can't. This is a different order than I put in our notes.
So. And it doesn't matter because we love
keep
MMA,
you guessing, so. Mario. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vignola family are friends of the pod now. They're just, she's just cool. She's cool. She's really fast. I said she was going to come out running 100 miles an hour, and I was right. She got faster. And to put this in perspective, I'm a level 2 certified speed coach for sprinters. I have the certification of collegiate and professional coaching if I want to go do it. I don't know how she did this. I honestly might ask, what's your training program? I need to know because I'm just curious on how you went from being 100 miles an hour to 200 miles an hour. Like, how was it, just fitness training, diet change? There's so many variables, and I'm so curious.
You know what it was? She just takes a bite out of one jalapeno, like at the beginning of the match. It lasts for the whole time. Yeah, she's just, you don't see the expression in her face, but she's just running like,
this hurts.
Only reason that was in my head is that I saw recently the like doing like some espresso through a jalapeno, so you get like a spicy espresso.
Oh.
Yeah. Looked interesting. Might try it.
I was going to say, that's a casual FC meetup random dumb thing to do.
Okay.
But one of the other podcasts I listen to, it's three hosts. They tell their producer, write this down. This is the list of stuff we want to do. We need to have a, Eva needs to be our pretend producer. So be like, hey, write this down.
Text Eva. Just be like, just text her randomly, jalapeno coffee, and then just see like when
add it we to the list.
About it.
Yeah. No, I love watching MA play. The gait of her running, the swiftness with which she moves. That was very hard to say. But she sneaks up on you up the sidelines, like just streaks to get to the ball.
Yeah.
We
have been working, ideating hard because we really want to make some MA merch. It's in the pipeline.
Yeah.
It will happen.
In the works.
It will happen. There's one of the ideas will stick and it will come out because we both love MA and she's stupid fast and I'm excited to see more. And yes, an offensively minded defender, a scary thing.
Yeah, when you have 11 players on the pitch and 11 of them can score, you're in trouble as an opposing team. And that's really what it is. But MA Vignola, defensive player, number 16, a jersey I wore proudly this weekend. Also,
I'll be buying sporting my blank.
We're trying to peer pressure some friends into buying a jersey. I don't even know who's on the team. And I was like, buy a blank one. And I'm like, who am I? But yeah, that's MA. I will sing MA's praises day in, day out, all season long. May she stay healthy and fast and solid all season. I'm excited. She's excited to score. I'm excited to watch it. So, yeah, that's MA. My next player, I tried to be very diplomatic and get a defender, a midfielder, and an offensive player. My next player is Claire Emsley.
Okay. All right.
Because Claire's just cool. Claire is so crafty. Another thing, I somehow in the off season, I think it was partially international play, partially with Angel City, her ball control is a lot tighter. She was, at least from what I saw, insanely crafty in her way to move the ball through the offense. She was a playmaker. And just the vibe that she gives off in a game is that she's willing to put the whole team on her back and do whatever she needs to do to score or create a chance or create an opportunity or get pull defenders to open up somebody else. She's a constant threat because she's so careful. I don't want to say careful because it seems like she's cautious, but she's so solid in her soccer IQ that she sees the whole pitch and can easily make those on the spot changes. She's taking our corners this year. Well, let's just hope we convert a lot more because we had a dozen. We got the kinks out. We get the jitters out. We get our set pieces to chill out a little bit. I'm excited for Claire. I think she's going to have a solid season. Yeah. She also got married recently and it was her birthday the other day. Her husband has a cool TikTok channel. I follow him. He's got great recipes. He's a chef. So Claire Emsley, everybody. Number 10 from Scotland. My paisano. my quarter or
eighth, 16th. It's a sliver.
It's enough to buy to be a 5 foot plot landowner.
Oh, so there you go.
My goal is to find out if I can still get my Scottish passport. I just think it would be cool. My grandma was half Scottish, but we didn't know until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good luck. Good luck to you. Yes. So yes, Claire Emsley, number 10. And just because I put it in right now, a number 16.
Yes.
So.
And last but certainly not least, the future of midfielders, Miss Kennedy Fuller. I don't understand how she's not even a legal adult. She got fouled really hard in the game. And Eva goes, "You can't foul her that hard. She can't even vote." I laugh so hard because it's true. You can't. No.
You can't hurt her like that. She's a minor.
She's a minor. No, she does not play like she is 17. She plays like she has a lifetime worth of experience. And there was a lot of buzz around her signing because she had committed to UNC. She was going to North Carolina to be part of the storied North Carolina women's soccer glory. She then went and practiced and went through part of preseason with three different teams, Gotham, or I think the Pride. I think she was in Louisville. I don't even remember. It was like four different teams and she ended up here. And she and her family chose Angel City. And that's what it felt like. It's different when you sign with a team and you're like, okay, cool. That's great. I have a job. It's different when you want to be there. And for her as a minor, you have to shop those teams. Your family has to be part of it with you because you have to have a guardian.
Yeah, you have to have a guardian here.
In the area. So they went to these different teams. They had to talk to the FO. They had to talk to coaching. There's a lot that goes into that that's different for legal adults. I don't know how else to say that, grown-ups. That just sounds really bad. But it's a different process because she's so young and doesn't have legality to make those decisions on her own yet. But it seems like her family was pumped to have her here, that she's pumped to be here. She sure as hell played like it. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. There was that tweet from Taylor Vincent that I sent you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 87.5% passing accuracy.
Second only to the goalkeeper.
Yeah. What?
And the goalkeeper basically gets passing accuracy just by default because you kick it and someone's going to get it.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't go immediately to the other team, you're fine.
Yeah.
But
two possessions won, four duels won, three fouls won, two chances created, one interception. Like,
yeah, just absolutely bonkers. She had 37 touches. She played 89 minutes. Okay.
Bonkers.
And those duels, it wasn't like four duels out of 20. It was four out of five. Okay. The overall stat is that she is in second place out of 144 outfield players who played at least 45 minutes. What? That's for your professional debut at any level or any age, I should say. That's insane.
Yeah. She's no stranger to big time. She plays for the U.S. national team, the U-17s, and it's only a matter of time before she makes the senior roster. She's a beast from everything that I saw on social media. And
there is a ton of people sporting her jersey. I don't know if they just knew what was coming and were pumped, or her family, probably both, honestly. Yeah. If I knew that I was starting and I'd be like, "Mom, get on a plane right now. Get here."
Yeah. Yeah. If you got the starting role, it'd be like, look, you got to fly out. Like, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, and just so solid.
Funnily enough, she just turned 17. She turned 17 a couple days after her signing. Like when we signed Giselle. Giselle was 17.
Yeah, she turned 18.
Like, and she turned 18 like a couple days right after. And that meant we still got her under the U18. But Kennedy Fuller, I had to look it up through Instagram because she doesn't have a number on the website, but she is number 17. We're going to be looking out for Kennedy, number 17, MA, number 16, and Emsley, number 10 for this next match.
So between the two teams, we have one win, one draw, two losses against the Pride. Okay, because two of those happened in the before days. Three of them, really. I can guess which ones. Or wait, I know which one. I know which one it is. But it is what it is. This is a new day. It's a new time. It's a new era. No, I really think we're going to be fine. I'm not worried about this team at all. And I said that in our preview episodes. We're solid. It's just fine tuning from here on out. And every game you're going to see the progression.
Yeah, I think the sparks that we saw and the soccer IQ and all of that came from Becky on how she molded the team in that second half last year.
Yeah.
Is going to just continue. Now, again, one match. You can't really judge a lot from it. We could have blown them out and then lost like the next three games and everybody would be losing.
So, I'd rather have a little bit of a rocky, slow start and just, and then,
Yeah, so we're good. At this point, more than 50% of the teams make the playoffs. So the first couple games don't quite matter just yet. Points will matter a little bit more later on. The first couple ones, like if you drop them, you can still definitely make the playoffs. And really like we said in our preview for the season was a good turnout for Angel City will be making the playoffs. A great turnout will be getting home field advantage for the playoffs, right? I'm still on the up.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have full reason to be super worried.
Yeah, it's one game. Don't be worried about it. Be a goldfish. Let it go. Reminder where to watch and listen. On Friday, March 22nd, Orlando Pride versus Angel City at Orlando at the Inter and Co Stadium, 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be streaming on Amazon Prime Video. The great thing about Amazon Prime Video is you can get it on any device you want. Stream it on your phone, stream it on your tablet, stream it on your TV. Or go to a bar and demand they stream it on the TVs there. Like
or everywhere.
Yes. Bring an HDMI cable and just plug it in yourself. And if you want to, if you're traveling or whatever, or if you're just like me and you're going to turn on the TV and turn on iHeartRadio at the same time, you're going to listen to Isaac and Tracy cover the game. Yay, we love Isaac and Tracy's call. It's always fun. They're homers just like us, so they're going to be more excited about when Angel City does stuff than whoever's going to be on Amazon. So no shade on them. It is what it is, but I'd rather have the option to listen to Isaac and Tracy if I could. Like we said, watch party at Rock and Brews was announced in the stadium. Once we actually get an official word from their social media, we will repost it. And if it does happen to be down there, Angela will be there. And we will be posting up any of the other watch parties that might be popping up from all the other SGs. So just keep an eye on our Instagram. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening. YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Just check out the casualfc.com for any of the pod links if you want to sign up somewhere else from where you're listening. I guess if that's a thing. Best ways to support the pod. There's always basically the free 99 way of supporting us all the way to if you have some extra cash to help support us, that's great too. We never expect any, how do I say this? We never expect money or anything like that. It's just merch and buying us a coffee are, like we said, icings on top. Even just sharing, liking, or commenting on our posts or
following us on social media,
the subscribe button.
Yeah.
Actually commenting on, you know, wherever you listened on Spotify, on
Leaving a review.
Leaving a review also helps us. It's engagement. It's all about engagement, and it helps other people find the pod too. So, you know, if you can do that, that will help us a ton. If you have a little bit of extra cash that you might want to be like, let me see what they got. Go to shop.casualfc.com. We've got silly ideas. Grab your Becky Sparkles tour shirt. Now with the updated rescheduled first game.
For those of you who ordered before the announcement, those are limited edition.
Those are limited edition. Those are not in production anymore. You are set with those. And check it out throughout the season. We're, like I said, we do honestly have an MA idea, a couple of ideas trying to work our way through our heads and through some stuff to actually get it onto the shop. And it will be coming soon. And if you feel so inclined, you can help support the pod by buying us a coffee. Check out our link on our socials. Go to buymeacoffee.com/casualfcpod. It's basically like a Patreon, except we don't have enough content for a Patreon. So it's really just, if you want to help support it, throw some cash so we can buy a coffee.
Yeah. Follow. We even had enough to go to lunch together the other day.
Yes, we did. We went to lunch and we did some more planning for the pod and it was all good. Thank you for the support, everyone. Follow our socials at CasualFCPod on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok. Most likely stick to the Instagram and maybe the TikTok, Twitter, and Threads we get to every now and then. And tell a friend about the pod. We sent the good luck to the team. At times it's going to work.
Maybe they just didn't cash it in.
Yeah, maybe they're holding it.
To like Coinstar.
Yeah, maybe they're holding it. They're... Nobody got a chance to go to Coinstar and cash it in. Maybe they'll do it when they head to Orlando. Maybe they'll have one in their hotel lobby and they'll keep that good luck for the next match. And so with all of that, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for being part of our therapy session. We'll probably post up, hey, you share us your thoughts after the next game too. So have a great night, everyone, or day, or wherever you listen to. Have a great time.
Have a great time.
Yes.
We're having it. To quote Snacks, Sam Mewis and Lynn Williams and Christy Mewis, we're having an okay time. So with that, everyone, have a good one. We will hopefully see you on Friday at Rock and Brews. If not, hit us up on Instagram.
Bye.
Bye.